equity in the budget process. And from East Portland Action Plan, the city does budget mapping. We would like to see budget mapping used by all bureaus when they're doing, and this would help with the equity issue that the city needs to do. And then I have a question here that was brought to me, but now listening through all these budget process, you know, budgets, and the question was, how is the 5% being spent? And there's a perception out there that this 5% is a pool of money that's being spent somewhere else, and that's not clear to the public that that isn't the case from what I'm understanding. And so what answer should I give those people when they ask where is it being spent?
The answer that I give is it's police, it's housing, the majority of it, a lot of it is housing, and then the other is paying parks workers more than minimum wage and giving them benefits.
Yeah, and I would say, I mean, first, actually, neither the mayor or council has decided how to spend those funds yet. Right, it's the city budget office, in our recommendations, they are balanced, and you know, I often hear a little bit of criticism of like, well, we don't know what's going on, but I think it's because people don't know how to find our website, because we put an incredible amount of information on there. And I would actually take people to, you know, this decision package tracker. It shows every takeaway and every give back that again gets to just sort of our starter point of a balanced budget. Now, obviously, council is going to make their own decisions and go through all those, but it, you can track back in there. Again, we've got about a $20 million surplus. We've also recommended about, I had this number, we've recommended about $13 million and $9 million in cuts, right? It's on the back, as well. And so you can see then that $29 million, how then it gets allocated out. And Commissioner Fritz is right. We've mostly allocated it to police, a little bit to fire, parks, and housing is getting the bulk.
So then I can go back and just tell them that's how it is. It's not that they're going to find this million here and this million here easily, but it has been allocated out.
Some recommendations. Council will now make their
question decision. Just on your $1 million ask, only because I've helped spearhead implementing two major computer system switch for two different companies, which are not easy. Do you have this is something we discovered, a flaw in a lot of times projecting the numbers, adequate dollars for implementation. We found behind the program, it was the implementation that the numbers were so much higher than what you really thought it would be.
I can answer that question. Basically, we're hoping so with $1 million, but we don't know which vendor will end up going. We'll have to submit it through an RFP. The $1 million actually came from when we talked to a few different vendors. That's on the cheaper side. We did hear from a few vendors. It's up in that $3 to $4 million range. The $1 million is mostly for implementation costs. So if we assume that we get a software relatively cheap or even free, depending on kind of where we go with that, most of that money will be dedicated for implementation. But that is, it's on the low end for budget softwares.
And you might be short in time, but aren't they grants, state or federal or private, that could help fund that?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, it's a pretty straight operational cost. I think there are grants that help nonprofits with some of these things, but not so much government. It's kind of expected that we manage this on our own.
So I'm going to say something solely for the purpose of telling Josh Albert later that I said it, which is that when you talk about the brass system, of course, I think of the Pretenders song, Brass in Pocket. And looking at the lyrics, I see that, you know, the opening lyric is got brass in pocket. And then later it says, going to use my arms, going to use my legs, going to use my fingers. And it occurs to me that a brass system collapses, you will, in effect, sort of being using your arms and legs and fingers in order to develop a budget. So it's very appropriate.
There's a brass monkey joke here, too, but... Yeah, exactly.
I didn't Google any song lyrics. I just really want to say on the record, I want to thank and compliment Andrew and his staff for the equity engagement and analyses that they have done on these budgets. This is the third year we've done this, and I think, as I said yesterday, this is unquestionably the year that it has been utilized most effectively and efficiently and most in depth by both the bureaus and but specifically by the analysts in the CBO. And so I just really want to thank Andrew for really ensuring that it happened, because I know it was not always an easy conversation to have with the staff, as he was asking them to do something completely new and out of their comfort zone. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thanks, and I appreciate your assistance. It's actually been kind of a lot of fun to see that evolution, you know, over time. So and to, you know, as I go to conferences and talk to other budget offices and realize that they're not doing anything along these lines. So and you know, you're helping training everybody and having these conversations. And actually, I don't know if people know, but Dante and his team came over and met with us for two hours, I think, you know, after both they had reviewed the equity toolkits and we had reviewed the budgets and really walked through a lot of some of those key issues and have continued that dialogue, which has been really helpful for us.
From my perspective, I want to thank you, because they can tell you I sent them a lot of questions. I didn't ask near as many in the sessions as I sent them, and I appreciate the quick responses and stuff. One of the things I found as a newbie who is used to school budgets and not this type of budget, it didn't seem there was a full consistent, I went online with each budget often trying to find answers. Is there a consistent way? Because some had real long beginnings, there just seemed to be a lack of consistency between bureaus on the presenting of their budget. And for a layman who doesn't work in this all the time, it would be really nice if it was more consistent. School districts were required by state law to be consistent, so I could pick up a centennial budget and almost be able to find exactly what I want. I've found that real hard here.
it's a great observation. We have requirements that all bureaus must meet in terms of the information they include, and everything that comes out of our budget system is consistent. But bureaus have a lot of flexibility, and as they put together their narrative and other things, to do it how they want. So,
Frida, one problem with being too consistent is that different bureaus have wide variance in what their funding sources are. Because there's some bureaus that they have one funding source and that's it, and they don't have to worry about explaining the different ones. PBOT has umpteen different state, federal, and local funding sources, so its budget is always going to be more confusing than some of the others. And so it requires a bit of a different kind of presentation. So I think that striving for some level of consistency would be a good idea, but I mean, I think school districts generally have, in terms of revenues, similar sources of revenues. There's a state, there's a local property tax, maybe there's a local option.
Schools have a lot more different revenue sources, and I understood that. But maybe if there was consistency where it was placed in their presentation, just so I could say, okay, this section is grants. And you know, it makes it easier. This is what's coming from general fund, and it would make it easier for someone who's trying to find something in there to find it.
That's something I think we can work on. It'll take pressure from not just Andrew, but from the rest of us on the bureaus in order to get that consistency.
Yeah, or just a template, and I think we try to do what we're asked to do.
It's always one of the options. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yeah, thank you. Just a reminder, we have a public budget hearing next Tuesday at Wilson High School at 6:30 p.m.
I was supposed to tell you something. I had met with Superintendent Grotting this morning, and we do have one of the budget hearings at Alice Ott. And he was questioning why Alice Ott was picked, because there's very poor parking. There's a lot of issues with that facility. And he'd be more than willing to find another better facility in our district for it. But you're going to have people attending. And I've been to some of these. You have a lot of people attending. It's going to cause, I mean, the street alone is bad. You know, so it's one of those ones that needs improvement.
Thanks for the feedback. We do visit, and I know that a lot of the schools actually don't have good ADA accessibility, so we try and make sure we've got it at a school that does, and there's some other criteria, but we'll follow up with you on that.
Like I said, he was more than willing to find you something else in the district that would be better for the public to attend. So.
Thanks, everybody.